on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Glenn Stanton joins us from the Focus on the Family and the Daily Citizen, to whom he's a regular contributor, as well as his work with Focus on the Family on culture and actually, Glenn, I'm going to throw it to you. Your official title there at Focus on the Family.
I am the Director of Global Family Formation Studies, and that's what I've been doing for quite a few decades here, and I love doing it.
Yeah, and we regularly touch on these topics, and today is no exception. We refer to an article you recently wrote for the Daily Citizen, which, by the way, you can go to thedailycitizen.org and just do a search for Glenn Stanton, and you'll find several of the recent pieces by Glenn, including Pope Leo Gets It Very Wrong on Sexuality. What did you find, Glenn?
Well, yeah, this is something that happened last Thursday. And Pope Leo, he was returning back to Rome from a papal trip that he had to a couple of countries in the continent of Africa. And on the way back, as popes sometimes do, they'll hold these like little impromptu press conferences. And he did. And a German journalist asked a question about a German cardinal, very high up leader in the Catholic Church, who was telling his priests that they can perform blessings on same-sex couples. And the journalist asked, like, hey, what's up with that? And Pope Leo gave a good answer in that he said, yeah, that is not allowed. You cannot bless same-sex couples. But then he went into he went into like a garbled answer. And he didn't actually answer, no, you cannot give same-sex blessings or blessings to same-sex couples. He started out with a really garbled nonsense answer. He says,
more word salad, Glenn?
Well, I wish it were just word salad. I wish it were just word salad. When I say garbled, it's like it just didn't make any logical sense. So this German journalist asks, hey, a cardinal in Germany said it's fine for priests to give blessings to same-sex couples. Now, we know biblically, like, that's a big no-no. You can't do that. So it's interesting to see how Pope Leo answered. He goes, first of all, I think it's very important to understand, this is a quote from him, first of all, I think it's very important to understand that the unity or division of the church should not revolve around sexual matters. Okay, should everything in the church revolve around sexual matters? Like, nobody's arguing that it should, first of all. And then he says, we tend to think that when the church is talking about morality, that the only issue of morality is sexual. Okay, I don't know anybody who really believes that. But he continues. In reality, he says, I believe there are much greater and more important issues. This is the important part, Steve. He goes, in reality, I believe there are much greater and more important issues, such as justice, equality, freedom of men and women, freedom of religion, that would all take priority before that particular issue. And I read that last week, and I'm like, what in the world are you thinking? No, sexuality is not the most important topic in the world. But as I say in my article, to say that it's not really important is to misunderstand God's creation itself. And as I say in my article, come on, Pope Leo, think about God's first command to Adam and Eve was to go forth in the procreative marital embrace. I mean, it's the first thing God had Adam and Eve to do. The sexual embrace is the union that creates humanity, and humanity is what creates civilization. So, Pope Leo, it's pretty doggone important.
Yeah, as you walk through that, a couple things come to mind. Regularly on this show, We bring up the fact that, God shares with us, you know, what is primary, and primary is the gospel. And I often refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 for that, because he does, Paul writes to the Corinthians, "I deliver to you as of first importance that which I also received," and he goes on to delineate the gospel. But I follow that up with, you know, and that's keeping the main thing the main thing.
Yeah.
But then I will typically go on to say, that's not to say that doctrine and other things aren't important. They're in the Word of God. And we find God's instruction for man and woman and what you know, what he expects in regards to our sexuality throughout the Bible. And it's clear. So, no, it's not the most important, but it's very important. It's found in God's Word.
Absolutely. And the other thing, I mean, the thing that like really got me when I read that from him is, if we think about, I mean, this is a fancy theological word, but a Christian anthropology. It is so important for all believers to have a Christian anthropology. That simply means a Christian view of what it means to be human. And to be human is to be a sexual being. You know, I'm a male. My male body is created in a particular way. The female body is created in a particular way. And a lot of that we recognize is of a sexual procreative nature. It is just absolutely written into our God-given design. And so for a church leader to say, well, sexuality is just not that big a deal, is really to say that who we are as male and female is not really that big a deal. And, you know, you just said it. It's like what Ephesians says, what the scripture says about what's important. Ephesians 5, 31, 32, Paul is saying, a husband leaves his mother and father and cleaves to his wife, and they are one flesh. And then he goes, I'm talking about a mystery here. I'm talking about nothing less than Christ and his church. So Paul himself in Ephesians 5 links the marital union between a husband and wife as a mysterious icon, if you will, of what Christ and his church is. So again, for a Christian leader to say that sexuality and sexuality in marriage particularly isn't that big a deal, and the defense of marriage, see, that's the problem with these German bishops saying, oh, two guys, two women, you can give God's blessing upon that. No, you can't do that, because that is a rewriting of God's basic and fundamental natural design. And Pope Leo should have stood up and said that, yes, sexuality is so incredibly important, and that we need to get it right as Christians, because it's fundamental to God's very design for humanity and God's very design for male and female. And so in this age that we're living in, especially when male and female are being redefined and we can't even talk about or define and say what a woman is, yes, the church has to speak up on those things with a very, very clear voice.
Yeah, well, this article that you wrote, Glenn, is very synergistic with a lot of what you've been writing, including conversations we've had about articles you've written on the decline in fertility rates, not only in America, but around the world. I mean, clearly, if we're going to promote and encourage homosexuality where, you know, children are not coming from these unions. I realize that many homosexual couples adopt children and raise children, but there are no children coming from homosexual unions. And it stifles, again, one of the things that God has asked us to do, and that is to populate the earth. So it is concerning. And actually, I did want to ask, I don't know if you'll have an answer for this, to clarify, he's you know, saying it's okay for them to bless these unions. Is that stopping short of participating in marriage ceremonies?
Well, of course, Steve, that is like, I mean, the two go together, you know? It's the slippery slope there. For a German cardinal, one of the highest positions in the Catholic Church, right under the Pope himself, for a German cardinal to say that blessing same-sex couples is just fine is to say that that is a natural thing. And so, yes, the next clear step in that is, well, if you can bless them, well, then why not marry them? And that's what we see. That's what we're, you know, this is what the progressive liberal effort is trying to get to, is this redefinition of family, redefinition of marriage itself, redefinition of parenthood, and it's unfortunately creeping into the church. And Steve, there are a lot of people who think that, oh my goodness, Christians shouldn't be involved in these issues. We shouldn't stand up and speak forthrightly on these issues. But we have to understand that a failure to speak on the value and significance of male and female is a failure to speak and defend God's blessed design, God's divine creation in humanity. And that's the responsibility of every Christian.
Yeah, I would add, Glenn, a slippery slope not only to performing same-sex marriage ceremonies, but a slippery slope to blessing pedophilia and bestiality and all other sexual types of sexual immorality. So yeah, I'm glad you wrote the article and brought our attention to, you know, what one religious leader is doing to really get off track in regards to what God has implemented in his word. Any more on this, Glenn, before we wrap it up?
Yeah, that's so well said. And the way that I would just end is, you know what, folks, if you're confused on this issue, go look at the early verses in Matthew 19 and Mark 10. Jesus was very clear about what marriage is. And he was very clear about the nature of male and female. I mean, he takes, some people are asking him some questions about divorce. Therefore, they're asking him some questions about marriage. And he says, don't you remember from the beginning that God created them male and female? And God blessed them, and the man shall leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife, not his significant other, not his girlfriend, not his boyfriend, his wife. And that is what Jesus taught us in the very beginning of Matthew 19 and Mark 10. And none of us have the freedom to change what Christ taught so clearly.
Yeah. And a reminder to our listeners, both of those scriptures that Glenn just shared, Matthew 19 and Mark 10, are referenced in his article found at The Daily Citizen. You can go to thedailycitizen.org and look for Pope Leo Gets It Very Wrong on Sexuality, or just do a search for Glenn Stanton, and you'll find this article along with others that he's written. Glenn, as always, thanks for your time, and always look forward to catching up again.
You bet. Thanks. Good to be with you, Steve.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.